This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT successful first year 2026 intake and Tongat Hewlett Business Rescuers to court for provisional liquidation applications. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. The registration queues have steadily given way to confirmed enrollments, clear evidence of an institution ready for its new academic year. With almost all academic programs now full, the Deputy Registrar, Zalisa Khamain, has advised that the Apply Now option on the CAO website be removed to prevent further applications for the first semester of the 2026 academic year. This milestone signals the strength of the university's academic offerings and the confidence that prospective students place in the institution. Behind this successful intake lies a seamless, well-coordinated registration process driven by the dedication of multiple business units working in unison. From admissions, finance, financial aid, student administration, ICT, student support services, to protection services and marketing and communications, each unit played a critical role in ensuring processes flowed efficiently and students received care and support promptly. Central to this success was the visible, hands-on leadership of Dr. Annette Meany, the acting vice-chancellor and principal, and her executive team. Throughout the registration period, they listened, engaged, and resolved challenges in real time. Their problem-solving approach and accessibility not only removed bottlenecks but also reassured students and parents that the institution's leadership was fully invested in their experience. The selectors' and peer helpers' hard work did not go unnoticed. Each went the extra mile to reduce bottlenecks despite, on-the-ground structural challenges. In other news, Tongat Hewlett's business rescuers are en route to court to apply for a provisional liquidation of the heavily criticized sugar giant. Reports indicate the rescue deal they have been working on. The business rescue practitioners of Tongat Hewlett say they have exhausted all options in their bid to save the business. The company was placed under business rescue in October 2022, following serious accounting scandals under its former management. Subsequently, rescue practitioners have tried to stabilize the company with support from the Industrial Development Corporation. A rescue plan approved in 2024 would have seen the Vision Group, led by billionaire Robert Gamid, take over Tongat's assets after shareholders rejected a debt-to-equity swap. The plan hinged on refinancing our $2.3 billion owed to the IDC, setting aside our $517 million for the sugar industry body, and paying our $75 million to creditors. The BRP say Vision put forward new funding demands, further delaying the process and deepening Tongat's cash crisis. The deal lapsed this past Saturday, collapsing the rescue plan. If the court grants provisional liquidation, a liquidator will take control of the company and start winding it down to pay creditors, it adds. The company says operations in Zimbabwe, Mozambique and Botswana are unaffected and continue to trade. And finally, love songs never go out of style, and South Africa's Got Talent pouring out of the speakers. Music's a sick way to express yourself to your crush or boo on Valentine's Day. Here are some SA tracks to get your message across: Sheila by Sam Deep, Nia Pearl, and Bull is still killing it after dominating airwaves last year. In SA slang, Sheila means to flirt or ask someone out, and that energy's all over this track. The verses are all about teasing and coaxing your love interest to make a move. Njitshil by Spall and Nelody Afiwi drops on February 13, 2026, just in time for V-Day. The lyrics speak straight to the heart, with the chorus, Dolly Njitshil Mwanga Thanda, Njitshil Mwan Fila, translating to, Baby tell me if you love me, tell me if you feel me. This one's gonna get hearts racing. A recap of the top stories this hour: MUT successful first year 2026 intake and Tongat Hewlett business rescuers to court for provisional liquidation applications. That is all for now. Stay tuned for your next news bulletin at 13:00 on The Hangout with Emily Mkwengo. These are your MUT Radio News, Leah MUT Radio AI.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.